Good morning, it's Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Would love to thank our sponsors, Oliver's Markets Now with four fabulous locations. I think everybody knows their newest location is in Windsor, closer to Zigtown. We super heart Oliver's. And Bottle Barn for all your wine, your booze, and your non-booze needs, and the most epic selection of bitters anywhere. Go to Bottle Barn. And of course, we're thinking about these kinds of things around the holidays. Right before we got started in studio this morning, we're talking about what we've been drinking the past week since Thanksgiving and on Thanksgiving, and we start thinking about, you know, Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa and Festivus for the rest of us. And what are you cocktailing? What are you drinking? And Bottle Barn has such a great selection. And, you know, if they don't have it, you don't need it. That's the deal. Well, as everybody knows, I talked last week about my guest that was going to be in studio this morning and is in studio, George Christie, who I like to call my wine industry expert.
Hey, Ziggy. Good morning.
No pressure, right?
It's good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. And, you know, this time of year, we're thinking about not only what to drink, but we're also spending some time, at least I am, going and visiting all the tasting rooms in the area because the tourists have all gone away, and it's such a beautiful time to get out there and about. And I talk to the winemakers and the winery owners. I'm like, what are you doing for equipment in your cellars? And what do you, you know, because I geek out on that kind of stuff, and yeah. I look at all the things that are available in the tasting room, and I turn to I want to call it Wine Expo because that is how I read it. It's such a great play on words. But I also go there for education. Let's talk a little bit about your fabulous event coming up on Thursday, December the 6th.
Well, great. Yeah, it's the 7th annual North Coast Wine Industry Expo. It's a combination trade show and conference. We've got about 300 of the industry's best suppliers there, you know, exhibiting the latest, most innovative products and services, everything from, you know, mechanical harvesters to point-of-sale machines in the taste room and everything in between. But the big thing for us is the expansion of the educational part of it. We've expanded that by 50%. We've got industry experts talking about, you know, again, everything wine making related. We've got the harvest recap that's the Turrentine folks are going to be putting on, giving an update on what happened with that, what's happening with the bulk wine market. The Sonoma State Wine Business Institute is going to give us a little state of the North Coast industry. And, you know, a bunch of other experts talking about, you know, a lot of sales and marketing, packaging, you know, just about everything we can cover.
Well, and you think about all these different facets of the wine industry. This is the place to be.
Yeah, really? I mean, it really is. I mean, this is, you kind of alluded to it, it's a quieter time for us. So the grapes are in, the wines are pretty much through fermentation, been tucked away. The tourists are sort of taking a little time off between now and the Christmas holidays. So traditionally, it's a time when those of us in the industry, we're starting to plan for the upcoming year. So it's a little bit quiet on one hand. On the other hand, we're working really hard to figure out what our plans are going to be for next year. What new equipment do we need? What training should we be kind of taking advantage of? And yeah, so it's a fun time.
Well, from the educational perspective, which is one of the reasons I love to attend, and just seeing where it's gone the last 7 years, and I can remember going to that legendary seminar that was all about cannabis and wine.
Oh yeah,
was that 2 years ago?
That was it was 2 years ago. We had
packed.
It was 2016. It was right after we had just approved legalization for adult use. And we just had a little one-hour session talking about the potential impact that cannabis might have on wine. And yeah, it was by far the busiest session we ever had. And that's turned into a whole little event of its own.
I know. So, and it was, you know, some chairs set up with the tables, and you think, oh, well, maybe we're going to have 50 people, 40 people. And there was, I swear to God, there was hundreds.
Yeah.
And they were everywhere. They were standing room only.
Well, no, and again, like that. So that's what led it to us figuring we needed to dedicate a full day into the Wine and Weed Symposium is what it turned into. But every year there's a topic like that, you know, where people are just talking about, you know, what's going on. One of the big topics that we're going to be covering is refreshing your brand, right? So there's so much competition anymore. Every day it seems like there's another winery popping up. And not to mention, you know, competing with the craft beer and the craft spirits and now cannabis to a degree. So constantly trying to figure out ways to refresh your brand. And so that's a session that's shaping up to be sort of like that cannabis one where it's standing room only.
Well, and it's like, what sets you apart? You know, that so many people I talk to that have wineries, and they, well, Ziggy, what do you think sets us apart from the 9,000 other Cabernets or Pinots that are out there and wineries and brands, you know? So I'm interested in going to that seminar, and a lot of the seminars that you, that you're hosting on, you know, like public relations, you're doing a thing with Christopher O'Gorman, right?
Yeah, Chris O'Gorman is going to be moderating a session titled, you know, What Do Wine Writers Like? So, so to your point, it's like, what makes us different? How do we get the attention of the media, right? Because that's such a big part of how potential customers find us. And so we've got that session dedicated to what do wine writers want? And we've got some terrific wine writers that are going to be on the panel. We've got a few PR people that are top-notch PR people that are going to be part of the panel. And they're going to share their experience with the audience. And so that's going to be it's going to be a great session.
So, and of course, you know, you've got all the things that you can look at and buy and purchase for your tasting room or for your winery.
There's, and every year there are new innovations, right? Because, you know, I always say that the most of the innovations in our industry are really led by the suppliers, because the wineries are too busy making wine, selling wine, growing grapes,
right,
dealing with customers. It's the vendors that support us that are out there helping to solve those problems that that we wind up bumping up against.
Well, I love that expo part of it, where I can walk through and look at all the equipment and talk to these experts on how things work.
It's the greatest shopping you can do, right? Because all the experts are there in one place. All the principals are going to be there. And like I said, it, on top of all that, it's just a cool time to get together with all your wine industry friends.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a pretty small industry, right? So
it is.
I would say, hey, come to the expo, spend a few hours, walk around, see a few hundred of your closest friends.
And, that's exactly
and do some shopping.
Well, how do folks attend?
It's super easy. You can go to wineindustryexpo.com and register. And in fact, we created a special promo code, Ziggy.
I love it.
That will get you a free pass to the trade show floor. So Wine Industry Expo, when you get to the registration page, put in Ziggy, get a free trade show pass.
I love it. Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that.
You're welcome.
And if you want to get hip to what's happening in the world of holiday wines, of course, that's coming up as we sit here and we begin our conversation about wines. My 21st annual Holiday Wine Picks is taking place in a couple weeks. And if you work for a winery or you're a winemaker and you want to submit your wines for consideration, this is one of those competitions that's all about price points. So what's the best red, white, and sparkling wine? Under $15, you know, you're throwing a party, you want to buy things by the case. And then what is the best high-end sparkling or champagne red or white wine for your gift-giving needs or for your special holiday dinner? This is what we determine at the 21st annual Holiday Wine Picks. You can email me, ziggy@krsh.com, and I will give you all the information you need to submit your wines. And next week, drumroll please, is going to be my annual holiday cocktail show. So the day before I see you at the Wine Industry Expo, we're going to be talking about holiday cocktails right here on Wine Wednesday.
That sounds like fun.
I know. Well, you love a good cocktail. I love a good cocktail. So what's going to be the best one that I'm going to feature at my holiday parties? We'll talk about that next Wednesday right here on Wine Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And thanks for coming in, George.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
All right. Cheers, everybody.